Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, 1410 AM. We're having an excellent conversation with Judy Tayabji Wilson. It's almost like coffee, Judy.
You know, it does. It's very comfortable.
It is. It's awesome. Judy, one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you was, were you ever surprised by someone who did support you? Would you, you know, in the idea of thinking that, you know, sort of everybody's sort of mad and out to get me, did anyone ever surprise you? Were you surprised by some support that came sort of out of nowhere?
That's an interesting question, because here's what I learned through this whole process is I was surprised by the incredible wisdom of the people who, for example, worked at the grocery store, worked at the gas station, were the fishermen and the farmers. And
oh, you mean the voters?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody's a voter, but I mean people who... I always have had a gut feeling that if you just keep your ears open, you'll know what people really think. I mean, you can get a sense of that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle of, there'd be glaring front page headlines that made me out to be like this horrendous, power-grubbing woman who was using her wiles to seduce and destroy Gordon Wilson, which is like, oh my gosh, right?
And wow, Judy, you should be in a bigger position than you are now if you had
that
kind of power.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what the heck? I'm really bad at this power-grubbing thing. But so I'd be walking around thinking, oh, everyone must think I'm so evil. And it was the book-learned kind of snobby middle-income types who would give me these looks like, oh, you horrible person. And it would be the people who had all this common sense who'd say, you know, that woman who wrote that article is probably just jealous. Or these people, you know, they're threatened by you because you were trying to change that law over there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was like they were paying attention. And the people who you'd expect to know better were the ones who were the most judgmental.
Mm.
So you'd have all these legions of, I mean, I hate to say the average person, but, you know, the sort of people who drive to work every day and take their kids to soccer or whatever, who are so incredibly supportive.
And you know what? I think it's really because they themselves are in touch with their own humanity. I know, you know, I consider myself an average person. Some people don't, but I do. And I, you know, I feel like I have this little saying that, you know, sort of pride comes before a fall. So I'm going to stay really, really close to the ground so that when I fall, it doesn't hurt. But, well, I'm 5'1", so it shouldn't be too hard to fall that far. But, you know, I think with the average everyday human being, which I consider myself to be one, we have to live life on a more, you know, really on a realistic plane. We're dealing with life every day. We're dealing, and not to say that people that are book learned aren't dealing with it, but really for me and a lot of us that are sort of living our lives averagely, we have that sort of need to get in touch with our own feelings, to be sort of our own best friend, to learn to be kind to each other and to ourselves and our family. And we're not sort of in that dogfight. We're not out there fighting for something. I mean, well, we may be fighting for, maybe the neighbor next door and trying to get her kid off my kid or something, but you know, we're trying to teach those things, and so our focus is more generated to developing personality and character traits, and you can't help it but become a part of that development and growth. I think I have a great love for the quote average person, because I think that there's a lot of average people out there, which I'm sure you know too, that have contributed greatly. Like you said, for you, they almost became a comfort for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The kindness in the faces of some of the people who went out of their way. Oh, and the letters that I would get and the cards, just so sweet.
Yeah.
That, I think, was a big surprise. I mean, to find out how many people cared and how far it was. But it was still a shock when, you know, you'd go into some meeting somewhere of people who were, you know, where all these people who have master's degrees in environmental science, and they just sneer at me. And I'd be like, okay, so obviously you're the group of people who believe what you read in the paper, you know. And I almost got that blunt. They'd make comments, and I'd say things like, "All right, so you're one of those people who take everything at face value," you know.
I wonder how they would have handled Erin Brockovich.
Yes, yes.
You wonder, I mean, she is just so unique in herself as a person and certainly not accepted, you know, and she, I mean, you know, based on the movie and her book, she is a very non-traditional type of person and presents herself, you know, she obviously accepts herself very well and is comfortable with who she is. Can you imagine them trying to deal with her?
If she was an MLA or something.
Yeah. Did you wear mini skirts, Judy?
Yeah, and I wonder if that would have been easier or harder for them to deal with, because I guess she was very... She's very abrasive,
mm-hmm.
and I have always tried to be the opposite of that. You know, I always try to see the other side of the story, and I try so hard to make sure everybody feels included and all that kind of stuff, and I think it made me very vulnerable for the kicking that I took, you know?
Yeah.
Because every time a media person phoned me, I think, well, you know, this person has a life, and they must have a redeeming characteristics, and Gordon would always be like, don't do it, don't talk to them. I'm like, but I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. You know, it's interesting, because I do actually speak to a lot of that issue when I'm dealing with women all the time, and one of the things that I always tell them is that kindness is about who you are, and I always tell a little story about, you know, let's say mommy was in the grocery store, and she, for some crazy reason, put a $20 bill in the baby's hand, just, you know, to hold it, and some person came along and swiped it from the baby's hand. Does that make the baby stupid, or does it make the person who did it less than honorable in their character? And so what I tell people, and I teach women, and, you know, when I come and talk or speak to them or even in the classroom, is, you know what, this is about who you are as a person. And for you to know, Judy, that you can look yourself in the eye, you can look yourself in the mirror, you can own whomever you are and the decisions that you have made, you can own those things about yourself, and you can say, no matter what they do to me,
right,
I am going to be who I am
right.
as an individual.
And so, it's so much easier for me to think about that now, but I have to tell you, at the time, it was like...
Well, you can't. You're in a frenzy.
Well, and everybody who's close to you is like, why aren't you saying anything? You know, that's not what you're like. You've got to fight back. And I'd be like, I can't. I'll be sinking to the same level. You know, like when the spotlight is on you, sure, you can say that, you know, you can go into a name-calling game, or you can go, but what's the point?
No.
I mean, so I kept saying to my friends, because it was very hard on my sisters. I have three sisters, and we're very close. And my youngest sister particularly, she's always been very proud of me, and she was so proud when I was elected, and she looks the most like me. So, of course, she'd hear a lot about what was going on. And she was so upset about what was being said about me, and there would be occasional letters to the editor of people who were just... taking it in hook, line, and sinker and regurgitating it. They're so upset. She said, why aren't you saying something? I said, in the end, Joy, people will believe what they want to believe.
That's true. And there's nothing you can do. That is absolutely the truth, and you really have to, you know, obviously you've learned to let it go. Coming up after the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Judy Tabji Wilson, and that's on Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN 1410 AM.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.